Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Psalm 11 and verse 4 says that the Lord sits on his throne in heaven. The word for today is that God is still on the throne. The verse immediately before that one in Psalm 11 and verse 3, the psalmist asks, "When the foundations for good collapse, what can the people do?" And then he goes on to answer his own question. The Lord sits on his throne in heaven. When sickness comes, when your marriage fails, when your children suffer, when death strikes, what are you to do? Remember that God is still on the throne and he is watching over you. No detail escapes his notice or care. He works according to a plan, and it's not usually a plan that we can understand when we're going through hard times. It's only in looking back do we realize that his goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our lives, as we read in Psalm 23 and verse 6. Joseph landed in prison. Moses spent 40 days in the desert. Daniel ended up in exile. These were dismal moments. Who could possibly have seen any good in them? Who could have known that Joseph the prisoner was only a single promotion away from becoming Joseph the prime minister? Who would have thought that God was providing Moses 40 years of wilderness training in the same desert through which he would lead the people? Who would have imagined that Daniel the captive would soon become the king's counselor? God carries out his plans like that. He did it for Joseph, Moses, and Daniel, and he'll do the same for you. So trust him. He'll give you the grace you need to get through this situation. When you ask, "God, where are you?" he answers, "Wherever you go, I'll watch over you. I won't leave you. I will do all I've promised." You read that in Genesis 28, verse 15. So remember, God is still on the throne. And that's Vision's word for today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.